A new Minnesota law that makes insulin more affordable is facing a lawsuit from a pharmaceutical trade group. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports on the possible impact that state's case could have on efforts to pass similar legislation in Connecticut.
The Minnesota law is named after Alec Smith, who had type 1 diabetes and depended on daily insulin medication. But after aging out of his parents' insurance coverage at 26 years old, Smith began dangerously rationing insulin that he could no longer afford. He later died. Kristen Whitney Daniels of Connecticut Insulin for All says it's an all too familiar story among type 1 diabetics.
This bill is a very personal bill, comes from extreme heartache and grieving, and it has the potential to help so many diabetics who are uninsured, people who have lost their insurance, which is incredibly important during this pandemic.
The lawsuit alleges that it's unconstitutional for Minnesota to make drug manufacturers provide discounted or no-cost insulin without compensation.
We stand with the Minnesota Insulin for All advocates and all the advocates fighting for insulin affordability out there. But we also hope that this will bring awareness that the insulin manufacturers are not on the patient's side.
The price and cost of insulin medication has doubled in recent years. Some families report spending more than $1,000 out of pocket each month, even with insurance. Lawmakers and advocates introduced legislation in Connecticut in February that would cap insulin at $50 for a month's supply and expand access to emergency refills. The bill hasn't yet gotten a vote because of the pandemic. Representative Sean Scanlon wants it taken up in an upcoming special session.
It has unfortunately become so astronomically expensive for people in Connecticut that they're really hurting. And especially when you combine what just happened with coronavirus with the economic crisis that's happened, we just can't afford to wait to do this bill much longer.
Senator Matt Lesser, another sponsor of the bill, says Minnesota's experience could be a model for Connecticut and help in preparing for any pushback from drug makers.
We're happy to partner with them if they're willing to address these affordability issues in Connecticut. But if they stand in the way, we're prepared to stand up to them. This is more important than any company's bottom line. This is about saving lives.
A special session is expected in mid-July. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.